but
I think there's noise being made, and I think it's getting back, but it all depends on whether or not I want to hear it.
Because right. Mm-hmm. It's one issue that to me is probably the most important, because there's a historical cemetery here. Mm-hmm. And there has been some problems getting people to keep it clean. Pleasant Hill says they don't have the deeds and they don't know it's not theirs, but it has their name on it. And some of the things that I have been doing, listening to people that's buried there and find out what church, it's almost 50-50 going to Zion and Pleasant Hill, the people that's buried there. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, why don't both churches pay, make sure that it gets done? But this one don't want to do it because they don't have the deeds to the property. This one doesn't do it because it's not their name. Well, see, to me, a church wouldn't make excuses for this. We will get it done, and then we will find out all those things later. But we'll make sure that grass cuts every week or whenever it needs to be done. And that's a small thing, and it just bugs me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say it's all right. The kids and these people up there have spent their lives in both churches. Help those churches get where they are today. Without those people, we probably wouldn't have a church. But now that they're dead and they can't speak, well, it's not my responsibility. It's not my responsibility. Well,
I'm in the cemetery business.
Well, also, I would go back to that, because especially in Zion, you know, again, you know, you have a large group of people there who aren't a part of that historic district.
Right.
Is that where some of that comes from?
It probably does, because I've heard that before. I've heard this a long time ago that, well, we don't have anybody up there. Well, you personally may not, but, and I asked, some guy was talking about get money from the families. Well, define family. And I hear a lot of times in churches, the Pleasant Hill family, the Zion family. Okay, these people went to Pleasant Hill. These people went to Zion. So they are part of that family. Mm-hmm. So that shouldn't be an excuse. If I'm a deacon and my folks aren't up there, it shouldn't be an excuse for me to say, well, I don't have any people up. Yes, you do. People went to Zion before you even came there. Mm-hmm. And that's a part of your family. So that's why I say they can. You can make an excuse, but to me, it's not justified.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why, and I guess that's why I'm asking you too, because you're talking about, you know, there are these people who are moving here and you don't think there's this sense, but I, you know, something like this, if you see the community as the people who are in the historic district of Roswell, but then you have this other Roswell that's over here, even though they may go to that church, but those churches are in this community. Those people live over there. Do they really have any sort of sense of that area, that history, you know, what those churches, where those churches came from, the history of those churches, you know, what that means, what that cemetery means? Is some of that conflict that you're talking about because you have two Roswells? You have the Roswell that was there and has been there for however long it's been there, and those people have families that go back to whenever, and you have people who've just moved here 3 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, but they don't have that same connection. And so the idea of community is different, even though we're all talking about Black people, but the idea for them is still different. You know, yeah, you all get along, but the sense of community is different. So when you say things aren't like they used to be, those people weren't here in used to be. Those people just came here. So they don't know that 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago, you used to do X. 15 years ago, they were living someplace else doing X with wherever they were.